Matt from Junior Motorsports called me and said, you know, he's got some bad news. But he also was like, well, we are Junior Motorsports, so we've got a qualified replacement. And he told me it was Kyle Larson. And so Kyle Larson's going to step in as a substitute driver, probably the number one driver in the sport and in all of racing right now. If we're in victory lane, I don't know, buddy. I mean, I would imagine somebody's going to be in their tidy whities, you know, making laps.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And it is getting into that time of the year, certainly the meat of the racing season. The weather is getting better. People are getting out on the road. Cars are getting out on the track. And also people are getting out on the grill now here in Chicago. Barbecue and grilling is a 12-month sport. People are out in the snow on their decks doing it. Some people, they feel like they need a calendar to give them culinary permission to do that. And when they do, of course, Blues Hog is the way to go. And on the line, the man with his hand, not only the pulse of the barbecue world and all the things there, but also on the steering wheel of really the hottest, most delicious, tastiest looking car ever to grace the track at NASCAR. It is Tim Scheer. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
So you're on the road oftentimes to a barbecue competition now, or a show or a demo, maybe an autograph signing, I don't know, a movie premiere. Maybe it's to the Super Bowl with us, you know, to see the beloved Chiefs go ahead and do some things. Maybe those would be the things. Today, you are on the road to a different destination. One, I think, that brings two great things together, just like Reese's. It's racing and barbecue. Talk a little bit about this. You're the Blues Hog Stay Saucy Chevrolet happening this weekend.
Yeah, man, we're excited. It's we're down here in Texas Motor Speedway. Got the premiere of the Blues Hog Stay Saucy 88. So signed a 3-race agreement with Junior Motorsports, and Texas is the first one. We're going to follow it up with Nashville and Atlanta. But no, we're so excited down here to premiere it. You know, so like you said, barbecue and racing and camping and tailgating and all this stuff that goes together, it just seemed like a perfect fit for us. I've been a race fan for a while. As you know, my barbecue team is called Shake and Bake Barbecue. So it just seemed like the perfect fit, honestly. And when I contacted Junior Motorsports, they had a couple opportunities for this year yet, which I was surprised. And, you know, it all just kind of fell into place, it seemed like.
You think about this. I always talk, when we've been covering NASCAR and racing for a very long time, and all sponsors are good. It's the lifeblood of racing. You know, you got motor oil, you got tires, you got all that stuff. Some sponsors are better. Of course, El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day, makes celebration more fun. Blues Hog makes it as delicious as possible. No, so for the team, obviously you're excited. I think excited for the brand. Anybody who has followed what it is that you do that is also a fan of racing loves to see Blues Hog on that stage, on that platform, national TV, and the car. And of course, we'll have links and pictures up at WGNradio.com is absolutely beautiful. What has been some of the feedback from the team? Are they excited? Do they think that, or are you working out a deal where it's maybe a ribs for racing kind of deal in order to work out the sponsorship?
Well, there's definitely incentives, I think. So, no, for real, like Blues Hog is the fastest growing barbecue sauce in the country. And, you know, we thought pairing it up with the fastest race team would be perfect. The entire Junior Motorsports team and pit crew and everything is coming over tonight, 7 o'clock, for some Blues Hog barbecue brisket and ribs over here at our site. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, I think there are incentives, Dane. You know, I mean, if we win, it's going to be insane.
You think about the sweeteners, just some of the benefits that get tacked onto this. It sounds great just in the beginning, but then you look at the number 88, right? Such an iconic number in racing, certainly associated with Junior Motorsports and everything that goes on that. And then things happen, you know, accidents happen, things change, and sometimes that change can be for a better. It's sort of a one door closes, another one opens, and a big one opened with one of the biggest, best drivers really ever, right? He's going to be racing in the Indy 500. He's also a Cup Series champion. One of the biggest stars in racing is going to be behind the wheel for Blues Hog.
Yeah, the way that worked out is crazy. But, you know, last weekend I was out of town with my kids, you know, listening to the race at Talladega on the radio. And, you know, Connor Zilich, which is our driver, he was leading on the last lap at Talladega. And unfortunately, he got clipped from behind and sent straight, you know, head first into the wall, which was really scary to hear. You know, I think he's going to be okay, but he didn't get released in time for the race this weekend. So yesterday, Matt from Junior Motorsports called me and said, you know, he's got some bad news. But he also was like, well, we are Junior Motorsports, so we've got a qualified replacement, and and he told me it was Kyle Larson, and I literally kind of chuckled. I thought maybe he was joking, but so Kyle Larson's going to step in as a substitute driver, which is just absolutely incredible. I mean, he's obviously probably the number one driver in the sport and in all of racing right now, probably. So like, it's crazy to have him in our debut 88 car. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not an odds guy, but I think that you have to rethink your victory lane celebration. Yeah, because there is a likelihood that this could be a distinct possibility. So what is that? What's going to happen? I remember back when they did the Nickelodeon thing with sliming. So instead of like spraying beer or soda or whatever, you know, they got slimed. Is everybody going to spray themselves with Blues Hog barbecue sauce? If so, what flavor? These are decisions that need to be made.
Yeah, Dane, you're right. I guess I haven't gotten too far ahead of myself on that yet, but I would imagine we're going to stay saucy, that's for sure, if we get into victory lane. But you know, I felt like we had a really good chance with Connor. I mean, he's 18 years old and, you know, in the running for rookie of the year. He's already won a race and he's won a couple of poles. He's literally like one of the up and coming guys in the sport. So we were, you know, we felt like we had a pretty good chance with him, but I think we have a really good chance with Kyle Larson now too. So, you know, you never know. Anything can happen as you know, that's how the racing world is. Anything can happen. And it's kind of like cooking barbecue. You got to do it all right. You got to get a little bit lucky, and hopefully we do just that. But if we're in victory lane, I don't know, buddy. I mean, I would imagine somebody's going to be in their tidy whities, you know, making laughs.
Oh my gosh, it's must see TV for barbecue fans. I know everyone is so excited for all the success, not only just on the business wise and achieving goals and all that kind of stuff, but just knowing how good the product is that you guys have and knowing that it is getting into the mouths of more people. And you know how that works. They tell two friends and so on, and then the whole thing expands. Before we let you go, Tim, talk a little bit about it. This stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. I think it's a side effect of success that this kind of opportunity is there for you, and so many people are excited about. So for Blues Hog, you know, we've obviously been familiar with it for a long time since the beginning. Like, where can people find it? Can they find it in more places? I know Walmart now, which is awesome, exciting. What else is happening?
Yeah, it is. And like you said, Dane, I mean, the quality of our product, and that's, you know, I feel so confident in it, knowing that we try to do it the right way and we don't cut any corners, you know, in the product itself. And that just makes you confident when you go out to, you know, to talk about it or to be involved with it. I mean, Billy Arnold started it, you know, in his kitchen, and that's the way we've kept it. So that's awesome. It's just incredible to be along for the ride. And Bill's goal was always to put it in every household in America. And so that's kind of my goal now. So we've been growing and expanding, and the grocery world has been catching on, which is great. You know, Walmart nationwide, Kroger, Publix, HEB down here in Texas. So it's all over the place now. Ace Hardware has been a great partner for us as well. So anywhere you're at, you've got access to it. And, you know, hopefully we're making people happy with it and enhancing their barbecue and their family experience.
The association with racing, of course, since the beginning, and shake and bake barbecue and all that kind of stuff, undeniable, but also racing doesn't necessarily define it. You got fans all over the place. And I wanted to make a mention. We reach 38 states in Canada. Certainly one of those states is Missouri and St. Louis, right? And I was just on a conversation yesterday as the Blues are in the playoffs again, and you guys at the Enterprise Center are doing some really cool things, some collaborations with that team, with that market. Nothing to do with racing. The hockey fans are loving it too.
Yeah, I mean, we love competition, obviously, and we love sports, and we love to win. So, you know, hopefully our partnership with the Blues, with Blues Hog and Blues Music, just makes so much sense to us as well. And yeah, we've been working with them. You can find us in this Enterprise Center on the product and everything. So no, it's been a fun deal. Hopefully they can pull it out here in the playoffs. Yeah, they've been on a hot streak last half of the season. So
Blues are in the playoffs, but also on the track at Texas Motor Speedway for the Andy's Frozen Custard 400 in victory lane. It is undeniable that the Blues Hog Stay Saucy Chevrolet, the 88, driven by one and only Kyle Larson. And of course, Tim Shearer is going to be right there just spraying Blues Hog sauce everywhere. I cannot wait to see it. I hope that you got Brother Dickie there with a camera, not only to get some selfies with himself involved, obviously essential to the program, but also with all of that action. And you'll share that with us as we go forward and as we let you go. Tim, where can people see the race? Where can they get Blues Hog? And then social media wise, where can they keep up?
you can find us on Instagram and Facebook and all the socials, TikToks, at Blues Hog, at Blues Hog Nation, and Junior Motorsports has been keeping up too on the socials with it. So now it's accessible. It's going to be fun. We're excited. We're down here. We got Brother Dickie fired up. We're cooking. We're tailgating. We got the whole family coming down here to Texas. They're on the way right now. So we got Barefoot Reagan cooking some briskets for us right now.
Is the Mega Drum there? I mean, I don't know. You can't bring it everywhere.
No, we didn't bring the Mega. We brought some pretty cool looking Gateway drum smokers, though. We've got a Stay Saucy 88 drum. We've got the Intimidator drum sitting right here.
Oh,
so,
man.
We're fired up, that's for sure.
The fastest growing sauce in the business will be all over the fastest cars in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And Tim Scheer will be there, of course, with all of the fans of Great Taste and Great Racing. And Tim, thanks so much. We're going to let you get back to it. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right, Dane. Thanks for all you do. And I'll catch up with you later on, hopefully after a big victory.